Good Friday morning, everyone. Some pork plants reportedly need additional hogs for today and Saturday's operations, leading to steady to higher expectations for cash hog prices. Terminals are called steady to higher, top prices from a range of $42 to $47. Peoria called firm to $1 higher today with a top price of $42. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, April 24th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,339. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $57.25 to $76. The weighted average was $67.59, a gain of $2.96 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.04 to $57.11. The weighted average was $54.06. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $28,377. The base price range was $57 to $74.50. The weighted average was $70.64, a gain of $1.32 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.75 to $58, and the weighted average was $56.36. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. Some storms have already dropped some very heavy rainfall across portions of the Midwest, more than 2.5 inches reported in some locations from central and through eastern Iowa. Radar estimates as much as 4 inches of rain there. And obviously, any field work is going to be on hold there for quite a while until things dry out. And with the colder air coming in, drying conditions will not be all that great. As far as the corn and soybean situation across the U.S., U.S. planting is not expected to advance very well over the next week due to the widespread rain through the weekend and cooler temperatures coupled with some showers for the following week. Some planting will advance, but aggressive field progress that is desired by producers may elude much of the region for a while. South Africa, the harvest pace will be slowed for a while this weekend and early next week because of anticipated rainfall. No crop quality declines are anticipated, and harvest progress should resume late next week and into the first full week of May. In East Central China, net drying will be good for improving the planting progress over the next week. Some areas have been a little too wet, and recent rainfall in northeastern China has been ideal in raising topsoil moisture, but additional rain will be needed there. And rapeseed conditions are suspected of being favorable as well. Good harvest progress expected across India, South Africa, and eastern Australia for the summer grain crops there. And in the wheat situation, China's wheat crop continues to look very good. No changes expected for a while. Crop conditions across Europe and the western CIS are likely to change very little for a while, with the only areas of interest being in eastern Spain due to some dryness, and other areas that dryness may become an issue in the new lands. Planting conditions for South Africa will be fair over the next few days, with little rain expected and recent topsoil moisture increases. Canada, the southwestern prairie provinces of Canada, have a little better topsoil moisture following the storms that rolled through last weekend. Greater precipitation and warming will eventually be needed. Southern Alberta is still the driest, with increasing precipitation next week, slowing field progress there. The U.S. hard red wheat area expecting to benefit from the coming 10 days of weather. The exception will be in the southwestern U.S. plains, where soil conditions still too dry for unirrigated crops. Cooler temperatures and an opportunity for periodic showers will develop in early May, and that should induce some short-term improvement to the dryland southwestern crops there. Frost and freezes in the hard red wheat areas of the U.S. this coming Sunday morning through early next week may damage leaf mass, but most of the cold will stay outside of the areas vulnerable to such conditions. The same is true for the Midwest soft wheat crop, which will see frost Tuesday and Wednesday. As far as the overall weather conditions in the U.S. Corn Belt, heavy rain and locally severe thunderstorms soaking the upper Mississippi Valley. Scattered showers have also developed in the eastern Corn Belt. Several days of warm, dry weather enabled many producers to begin planting corn. But again, with some pockets of heavy rain and colder weather on the way, progress will be thwarted for the short term, and possibly up to a week to 10 days. On the plains, rain has already changed to heavy, wet, wind-driven snow across portions of Nebraska and South Dakota. Colder air is sweeping in across the central and southern plains. On the high plains, much of the winter wheat crop still needs additional moisture to further improve yield potential. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 863, down a half. Last trade down 6.5. July, 866 and three quarters, down 2.25. Last trade down 11. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 809.5, up a quarter. Last trade down 7.25. July, 824.5, up a half. Last trade down 7.75. May corn, 576.25, unchanged. Last trade down 5.75. July, 589, down a half. Last trade down 6. December, 601.5, down a half. Last trade down 4.75. May beans, 1346, down 2.75. Last trade down 17.25. July, 1358, down 3, last trade down 17.5. November, 1240.5, unchanged, last trade down 12. July soybean meal opened at 348.50, down 130, last trade down 480. July soybean oil opened at 60.87, unchanged, last trade down 47. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Why don't we go ahead and begin our discussion with options? They go off the board today. Any fireworks there, do you see potentially or no?
Well, I think that there's always a potential for some fireworks. I know already this morning we've had some people be called on people who are exercising options. I'm kind of surprised that they're actually doing that and not just letting things go into exercise, but most of them are to the long side, so I guess we're seeing some expectation of possibly seeing a pop higher after the push down that we've had. But most of your excitement when it comes to the options is usually in advance of the day that they actually go off the board.
Before we get to the weather, which of course has been a huge issue all spring, I want to call attention to the fact that the U.S. dollar is having some follow-through strength to the upside, and we did have a pretty good sell-off in hard commodities yesterday, and I'm wondering what the implications of all of that are.
Well, I think, you know, I'm pretty sure most people know my opinion on this. You know, when you talk about a rally back from 71.50 to 73 is like almost a no non-implicated situation. It really has little impact, but it certainly is a lot of fodder for people to talk about. And so I think you see all kinds of things going on. Yesterday, we had a pretty quiet day just in general. And I think the bigger drive on the market yesterday, rather than the rally back on the dollar, was more related to some of the wheat articles that have been coming out, you know, and people saying that they're going to have bigger stocks of wheat than what they thought they were going to. And I think in general, when you look at it, a lot of times we see that play in the press. It causes a push down on the market. And then when the reality comes out, you don't replace 2 years of the world out-consuming production with some added acres for this year. So I think it has much more to do with something to talk about.
All right, then. Let's turn our attention to planting and try to put some estimates in place about what NASS may come up with for Monday afternoon. What are your thoughts that the planning might be, and what might the market do with that number?
Well, I think that we're probably in general in talking to clients, I expect that overall planting is going to be below 10%. Whether the market will jump significantly on that at this point in time, what we're doing is consolidating now, and I think it's primarily because, you know, we were delayed on planting last year. We all know about 36 row planters. We know how fast this crop can go in, but what it's going to take is a significant break. I think the thing that might make the market pop next week is if we do have the follow-through in the extremely cold weather. When you look on the map this morning, I mean, it is snowing buckets out in South Dakota and parts of Illinois, and that cold weather is supposed to spread into the Midwest and possibly even bring some freezes. So, you know, I think the market could pop on that because in their innocence, they'll think that that's going to kill off the corn crop that is out of the ground.
Your calls then for this morning, please.
Well, I think, you know, we'll see follow through very close to what the overnights were. In other words, corn down 4 to 5, beans probably down somewhere between that 17 and 20 range. Wheat kind of flat to down 3 to 7. And when you look at the hogs and the livestock, slightly up on cattle and mixed on hogs.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. You're listening to WILO Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.